This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's interior minister and deputy interior minister have both been killed in a helicopter crash outside Kyiv. A Ukrainian official said at least 14 people were killed in the crash. 25 other people were reported injured, including 10 children. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke by video to the attendees, asking them to hold a minute of silence for the victims.
10 hours ago, a tragedy happened near Kyiv. The helicopter crash claimed lives of the Minister of the Internal Affairs of Ukraine, his colleagues, and helicopter crew when it fell near a kindergarten.
Philippine journalist and Nobel Peace Laureate Maria Ressa was acquitted Wednesday of tax evasion charges that she and other critics say were part of an attempt by former President Rodrigo Duterte to stifle freedom of the press. The Court of Tax Appeals ruled that prosecutors failed to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Ressa and the parent company of her news site Rappler failed to pay taxes on an investment made by U.S.-based Omidyar Network. Omidyar is a philanthropic investment firm founded by the founder of the online shopping site eBay. Authorities in Pakistan said Wednesday a militant attack from across the Iranian side of the border between the two countries had killed 4 soldiers. The military said the attack took place in southwestern Balochistan province. No group immediately claimed responsibility. The Iranian embassy in Islamabad said on Twitter that Iran strongly condemns the attack on Pakistani troops. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A top United Nations diplomat held talks with the foreign minister of the ruling Taliban in Afghanistan to convey international concern about restrictions they've placed on women's access to work, education, and public life. Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed, the highest-ranking woman in the world body, arrived in Kabul overnight at the head of a high-level UN delegation. Her visit comes nearly a month after the Islamist Taliban tightened their already sweeping crackdown on Afghan women, ordering most female NGO staff to stop work until further notice, and barring girls from attending universities. The latest curbs have sparked global outrage and calls for immediately reversing them. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen sat down with her Chinese counterpart in Switzerland on Wednesday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
It is the highest-ranking contact between the two countries since the presidents agreed to look for ways to ease strained relations. Yellen's first face-to-face meeting with Vice Premier Liu He comes as the U.S. and Chinese economies grapple with differing but intertwined challenges on trade, technology, and more. The Chinese economy is reopening after a COVID-19 resurgence killed tens of thousands of people and shuttered countless businesses. The U.S. is slowly recovering from 40-year high inflation and is on track to hit its statutory debt ceiling. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A suspect wanted in connection with a deadly shooting at the Mall of America in Minnesota during the height of Christmas shopping was arrested in the U.S. state of Georgia yesterday. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges says that the 17-year-old suspect was taken into custody in Decatur, Georgia, and faces second-degree murder charges, and his mother was also arrested for aiding and abetting.
Your son killed somebody. And you drive them to Georgia.
3 other teens were previously arrested in connection with the shooting inside the Nordstrom. One of them charged with murder. Hodges says too many young people have guns and go to jail.
I don't want to hand out orange jumpsuits. I want you to get high school graduation gowns.
That audio courtesy KTSP-TV. I'm Julie Walker.
Alvin Chow, who organized the biggest gambling facilitators in Macau, has been convicted on charges of illegal gambling and other charges. The former head of Sun City Group was sentenced to 18 years in prison at a Wednesday hearing. The presiding judge also found Chow guilty of fraud and running a criminal cross-border gambling syndicate. They acquitted him, however, of money laundering. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.